Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 6, The Meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das. Just backing up a little bit from what we read yesterday. Raghunath Das's transcendental bliss was boundless. Forgetting everything external, he served the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his body and mind. Who could list the unlimited transcendental attributes of Raghunath Das? His strict regulative principles were exactly like lines on a stone. Prabhupada's purport again. The word Pashanena, Rekha, a very significant Raghunath Das Goswami, followed the regulative principles so strictly and rigidly that they were compared to the lines on a stone. As such, lines cannot be increased, cannot be erased at any time. So the regulative principles observed by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami could not be changed under any circumstances. Raghunath Das spent more than 22 hours out of every 24 hours chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. He ate and slept for less than an hour and a half, and on some days that also was impossible. Topics concerning his renunciation are wonderful. Throughout his life, he never allowed his tongue sense gratification. He never touched anything to wear except the small torn cloth and a patchwork wrapper. Thus, he very rigidly executed the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Prabhupada's purport. The principle of very rigidly carrying out the order of the spiritual master must be observed. The spiritual master gives different orders to different people. For example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami to preach, and he ordered Raghunath Das Goswami to strictly follow the rules and regulations of the renounced order. All six Goswamis strictly followed the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the principle for progress in devotional service. After receiving an order from the spiritual master, one must strictly try to execute the order. That is the way of success. Text 3.13. Whatever he ate was only to keep his body and soul together. And when he ate, he would reproach himself thus. This is what he would say to himself. If one's heart has been cleansed by perfect knowledge, and one has understood Krishna, the Supreme Brahman, he then gains everything. Why should such a person act like a debauchee by trying to maintain his material body very carefully? Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse from Bhagavatam 7.15.40 was spoken by Narada to Yudhisthira Maharaj regarding a householder's liberation from material bondage. On the spiritual platform, one does not unnecessarily care for the body. Srila Narottama Das Thakur has said, Deha smriti nahi yar samsara bandhana kahantar. One who is spiritually situated does not think that he is the body. Therefore, he can transcendentally execute severe penances in the renounced order of life. The best example of such renunciation is Raghunath Das Goswami. Text 3.15. Lord Jagannath's prasadam is sold by shopkeepers, and that which is not sold decomposes after 2 or 3 days. And all the decomposed food is thrown before the cows from Tailanga at the Singhadwara gate. Because of its rotten odor, even the cows cannot eat it. At night, Raghunath Das would collect that decomposed rice, bring it home, and wash it with ample water. Then he ate the hard inner portion of the rice with salt. One day, Srup Damodar saw the activities of Raghunath Das. Thus he smiled and asked for a small portion of that food and ate it. Srup Damodar said, "You eat such nectar every day, but you never offer it to us. What is your character?" When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard news of this from the mouth of Govinda, He went there the next day and spoke as follows. "What nice things are you eating? Why don't you give anything to me?" Saying this, he forcibly took a morsel and began to eat. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking another morsel of food, Srupa Damodara caught him by the hand and said, "It is not fit for you." Thus he forcibly took the food away. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Of course, every day I eat varieties of prasadam, but I have never tasted such nice prasadam as that which Raghunath is eating." Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed many pastimes in Jagannath Puri. And seeing the severe penances performed by Raghunath Das and the renounced order, the Lord was greatly satisfied. In his poem known as Gauranga Stava Kalpa Briksha, Raghunath Das has described his personal deliverance. "Although I am a fallen soul, the lowest of men, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered me from the blazing fire of great material opulence by his mercy. He handed me over in great pleasure to Srupa Damodara, his personal associate. The Lord also gave me the garland of small conch shells that he wore in his chest and a stone from Govardhan Hill, although that they were very dear to him. That same Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens within my heart and makes me mad after him." Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ends this chapter with two verses. "Thus, I have described the meeting of Raghunath Das with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and anyone who hears about this incident attains the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps." Hare Krishna. And we shall continue with a new chapter very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.